Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hallelujah. Everybody, take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebook. Take out an ink pen, a pencil, a highlighter. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. You need something to write on, to take your notes with, to write down the scriptures, the pastor on share. Hallelujah. You want to write down, even if something, God drops something in your spirit, you don't want to write it down. You don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. Your communion elements, it's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You may want to stay in prophecy for someone. You may know someone that's not doing well. Hallelujah. And you want to stay in prophecy for them. Hallelujah. You want God to touch their bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. It'll be just like them standing before the Lord. You want God to touch them. You want to go to God for them. Hallelujah. You want to write down names of people that you've been giving the scripture wristbands to, people that you've been praying for, the people that's been on your heart. You want to pray for these people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Family members that you know need salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your neighbors. Hallelujah. You might be standing beside somebody in the grocery line, in the Walmart line, the cashier. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Put their names down. You don't know their names. Describe them to the Lord. God knows just who you're talking about. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Put the dots on the page and let God connect the dots. Hallelujah. You just take that person before the Lord. Hallelujah. God knows just what they need and how to bring them to that point of salvation if they're not saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. So you be with us in the morning. Set the alarms 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. We have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Set your alarm. Hallelujah. You know how long it takes you to get it together and to be coherent and whatever. Hey, you need half an hour, set the alarm 6:30. So you'll be ready to pray at 7 o'clock every morning. And then Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. We've been learning this week about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. All of this will be, you can fill out your November calendar. We are in the month of November. Hallelujah. Then the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowships. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. Hallelujah. And 7:15 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a glorious time around the Word of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you may also hear more than one perspective of a scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Invite someone else to listen with you. Hallelujah. And on Sundays at 3 p.m., yes, 3 p.m., is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even if you are vacationing in Africa, hallelujah, tune us in. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You may be in Madagascar. Hallelujah, go on vacation outside the world. Hallelujah, we're there too. Hallelujah, you can worship with us. Hallelujah, you have family over there or somewhere else, tell your family to tune into your service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for all the every time, every opportunity that he gives us to gather around the Word of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month is our Pastor's Corner and our Otter's House Challenge. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Pirate's House Challenge is knowing the Roman road. Hallelujah. By heart. The addresses and each verse by heart. It's also the second Sunday of the month, first and second Sunday of the month is also the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner where we honor the lives and the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also the first Sunday of the month is also Friends and Family Month. Hallelujah. Also Friends and Family Sunday. So, hallelujah. Bring out some, and invite some people to come out with you. Come out and hear your service. Fellowship with them. The fellowship with you. Fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, it won't be the same. Hallelujah. They won't be, they may come one way, and they're going to leave them another way. God going to bless this after all. Hallelujah. First, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Where our young people learn the word of God. They are learning scripture. They are memorizing scriptures. Hallelujah. They're getting it down in their heart. Hallelujah. And Elder QB Stevenson is teaching the children the word. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, when we have a guest speaker comes in, during that service, the children have an opportunity to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They may sing a song, read scriptures, quote scriptures. Hallelujah. Answer questions about the word of God. Hallelujah. It's something you have to witness. Hallelujah. We thank God for our children getting the word of God down in their heart. Our speaker for this month, for the month of November, is Minister Jerry Cleveland. Hallelujah, Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come out and hear a right now word from Minister Jerry. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we always have a natural meal. Come out, invite someone with you. Sit around the table, the saints of God, and have free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. If you're unable to stay, we understand. We're packing for you to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for even coming and blessing us with your presence. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building, for his beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms, beautiful offices. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful parking lots. Thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. We also thank God for our shower stations in northeast, south, and west for the homeless. We thank God for allowing us to be able to bless the homeless on a much larger scale, being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We thank God also for campaigns. One campaign that we are continuing, and that is the scripture wristbands. If you'd like to purchase for the donation of $5, you can buy a bag of scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. Give them out to everybody. They have been a tremendous witnessing tool. Hallelujah. They have blessed so many people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And also, for a donation of $5, $4, you can bless a homeless person, hallelujah, with a warming kit, two pairs of socks, a pair of gloves, a hat, a neck warmer, hallelujah, for the winter. We want to bless them. So in the end of December, we are going down to the Broadway Market, and we're not just going to pass out the word of God. We all need that. Everybody needs the word of God. But the homeless need to be able to be kept warm. Hallelujah. We want to bless them with some items that's going to bless their body, keep the elements off of them, warm them up. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. And if you would like to, you can send a donation if you're able to our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland 21214, or our Cash App, which is $TPH, which stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah. If you have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Bless somebody else. Hallelujah. But sow the seed according to the size of the harvest that you want to draw in. Hallelujah. God is good to you. Be good to someone else. Bless somebody else. Hallelujah. You have those things. You don't have to worry about your feet getting cold, your head getting cold during the wintertime. Think about someone else that doesn't even have a home or have socks to put on their feet, have a scarf to put around their neck, or doesn't have gloves. Hallelujah. Bless someone else, and God will bless you. Tell God what you need. Sow that seed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you're interested in being a member, a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, which is start this Tuesday in January, hallelujah, send your name, hallelujah, to 443-416-1201, and I'll send you the information. If you have questions, please, after the broadcast goes off, anytime during the day, feel free to call and ask your questions. Hallelujah. All the tests will be virtual. No papers. It's time to write. Hallelujah. Everything is virtual. Don't be frightened. You are able to do it. God is able to do it exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And the memory of the just is blessed.
Hallelujah.
You can do it. Hallelujah. Tell yourself you can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I believe that's all. Thank God for all the postal partners. Hallelujah. Everyone that sends a blessing through the post office box, we're sending you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Just to say thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. And again, we just praise God for all of you. And we thank God for those who've already sown into the homeless ministry campaign with the warming tax, and those who are purchasing donating funds for the wristbands. We thank God for all of that because it's a blessing. It's part of the ministry. It's part of outreach. It's part of reaching out to others and showing the love of Christ. So we thank God for that. We thank God for you going to our webpage, which is rymmi.org, to see what the ministry is all about and seeing our Christian partners that have locked hands with us to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for all of that. And we do have a GoFundMe page for our building fund. Hallelujah. GoFundMe.com. And then you put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries, Inc., and you'll see us come up there. So there's so many ways you can sow. So we want you to sow. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Peters. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. To the housekeeping suggestion on this morning, this afternoon, this evening. To them that believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to share this, Pastor Peters, that there are a lot of people out there that have joined us in our campaign to tell at least one person a day that they love them and that God loves them too. And that's meaningful. And one of the things that we do to show love is to pray for others. Is that right, Pastor Peter?
Yes. Amen.
Somebody prayed for us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
They took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for us. The Bible says in St. Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we to pray without ceasing. And James 5:15b says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. So we're going to pray for others. We're going to pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for others. We're going to pray for those who are close to us and those who are far off, those who love the Lord and those who find themselves outside of the will of God. We're going to pray for everybody, our friends, our family, our enemies. We're going to pray for all of them. Because everybody needs the Lord. Is that right, Pastor?
Amen. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So as I play this election of prayer, wherever you are, if you can, if you're at work, you might not be able to do this, but if you're in your car or at home or wherever, and you can call out names of folks as we play this election, the prayer in the background, do so. Because, see, we've been sending some praises up, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And we want to, there's an atmosphere of blessings, hallelujah. And we want to put people's names in the atmosphere of blessings so they can be blessed. We expect signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name. So say them out aloud. Call out people's names aloud because God's going to move. And expect God to move in their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will. Every man, woman, boy, girl. My wife, myself.
Hallelujah.
Nikki, Daniel, Pamela.
I pray you.
Clifton Keith, Tiny Girl, Paymont Kimberly, Tia Lisa Keith, Michael and Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Donnelly, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Zelda, Aiden, EJ,
Hallelujah. Danielle and Elijah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Knowledge, Dave, God, James Jr., Delete, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Delete, Zena, Dwight, Corey, Corey, and Emily O'Connor.
Ariana.
Dexter. Hallelujah. Marion, Rachel, Birdie.
Emily, Keisha.
Amen. Precious.
Malachi,
Javion, family, Juliet, Andrea, Gina, and family, Holly, Tony, Ricky Bird, Sam Bright, and family, Linda, Jennifer, Milton, Sergeant, Brendan, family, Bryce, David, LaVonza, Tanya, Tom, Lawrence, and family, all the family,
Hallelujah,
Bobby, and family, Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bobby, Cam, Bob, and family, Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Elena, Tiffany,
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, Hallelujah,
Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James, Kelly, and family, all of the family, Paul, Kathy, and family.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But, Donald and family, glory to God. Raymond Banks' family, hallelujah. Angela Ruin family, Deanna Ruin family, Patty Collins' family, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lucy, man.
AJ, hallelujah. Linda, Lisa.
David, Geneva family. Thompson, Edward.
Tyson, Taylor.
Jackie and family, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, sisters and nephews and cousins, come that kingdom be done that will like all our bonus family members. Hallelujah. Come that kingdom be done that will like our Elder Cubian family. Elder Cubian family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Cynthia family. Prophet Rudolph Green and family. Hallelujah. Sister Nancy and family.
Mosebell. Hallelujah. First Lady Charlene. Hallelujah. Dustin, First Lady Sharon, hallelujah.
Family, hallelujah, glory to God.
Abrams, hallelujah.
Family.
Pascal Amante. Darcy Andrews, hallelujah.
Elder Minister Miles and family, hallelujah.
Hayes family, Wayne Battle, hallelujah. Sheila Bedford, Judy and Jeanette, hallelujah. Sarah Bell, Sarah Bennett.
Family.
Hallelujah. Linda Blackwell, Tiffany Blackwell. Hallelujah. Donya, Bianca. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchard. Tiffany Blackwell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kenny Boutreau. Hallelujah. Jennifer Booth. Hallelujah.
Mary Summers.
Hallelujah. Miss Brittany. Denise Brown. Sharon. Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah.
Andre Burton. Hallelujah. Miss Kim Butler. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Camilla and family. Miss Jason A and family. Tina Thompson and family. Hallelujah. James Worthy and family. Hallelujah. Al Lowry and family. Michael Irvin and family. Dr. Ballard and family. Brandon and family. Hallelujah. Milton Russell and family. Milton Whaley and family. Russell Navadon and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mr. Pat.
Hallelujah.
Paula.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jerry Warren and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Leslie Don Gobar. Howie and Tony, my town and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ruby Smith and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the food take you. Margaret Cook, James and family.
Hallelujah.
Howie and Hammond family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Robert Stewart and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Duke family, the Herman family, the Dickinson family. Gina Bruce and family, hallelujah. Stephen Bruce Hansine and family. Annette,
oh, hallelujah.
Annette Miller and family, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Family, hallelujah. Thomas and Thea Bennett and family. Another Thomas and family. Kevin and family. Another Kevin and family. Another Kevin. Kenneth and family. Another Kenneth. Hallelujah. John and family. Roland and family. Michael and family, hallelujah. Glory to God. We wish you money. Sherry Woodley and family. Gary Don Wilson and family. Another Gary.
Rachel Johnson, Raymond Banks.
Another William and family. Another William and family.
Murray Crenshaw, Viola Wright, Lewis Wright.
Martha and family. Hallelujah. Pat and family. Paula and Bob and family.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elizabeth Minor and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Her sister Janice in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Miss Danielle. Hallelujah. Elijah. Hallelujah. Bless all the co-workers, oh God, at Amazon. Bless the co-workers at Lincoln Tech. Hallelujah. Bless the co-workers.
We don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes it accessible for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Y'all kind of what they can't even. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer and family. Apostle Dustin Hoffman. Family, Pastor Evans and family, Coach Shake Kane and Apostle Hayden and family, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family.
Hallelujah on the college campus in the name of Jesus. Bless and protect them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. O God. We thank you, Lord, for signs.
Thank you.
Wonders.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
And blessings following in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. After that, thank you, Jesus. May God bless signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Through the prayers prayed
yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. To them,
yes, Jesus.
The next voice you hear after the next selection.
Thank you.
That of a Holy Ghost field, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Young people. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh. What day is it, y'all?
Easy.
What day is it, y'all?
Sunday.
Ooh, y'all pray for Brother Bird. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we are halfway through the week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're into another month. November. Can you imagine, young people? I'm sure you've already written out your Christmas list. Hallelujah. That's not what I want to share tonight. But it's so close to Christmas. Christmas is next month.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Have you thought about it? Have you written out your list, what you want your mamas and your daddies to get you? Better still, have you written out your list of your family members and what you want to get them? Hallelujah. Let's turn that thing around. Hallelujah. Have you made out your blessing list? Your list of people that you want to bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not what I want to talk about tonight even. I don't know where they came from. Hallelujah. But I want to share tonight, do you have a vision for yourself? Hallelujah. You're never too young. You're never too young to think about what you want to be in your future. When I was in elementary school, I remember some of my friends and I, we were talking around. We were in the coat room. And different ones were saying what they wanted to be when they grow up. And one girl said she wanted to be a doctor, and she really turned out to be a nurse. And they said, and I said, well, I just want a house full of babies. I didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. Oh, my gosh. I guess, but maybe I just looked at the happy home my mother had. And it was a we didn't have a home of violence or fighting and fussing and no more than, you know, sisters, how do you mean sister or brother be getting into something? So, yeah, but no violence and all. And I said, oh, I just want a house full of babies. And I wanted 10 children. Woo. Thank God I've come to myself, you know. The Lord helped me come to myself before I got, you know, well, became of age, but praise God, he's blessing me with 8 and blessing all the with the 8 children and all of their children and all that they claim. I have more than 8 children, more than 17 grandchildren, and about 8 great grand. So, wow, tell me God didn't give me what I asked for. Hallelujah. And I was young when I was in elementary school. When I said, oh, God is so good. God knows the intents of our heart. Hallelujah. But young people, you can always pray about what you want to be or do in your future. You're never too young to start thinking about it. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. That's God, and he shall direct your path. Okay? Hallelujah. God can give you visions and dreams no matter how young you are. Okay? In Habakkuk 2:2, it says, and I really want to read Habakkuk 2:2. You know what? You're never too young to talk to the Lord and tell God, God, I want to do. You may even have somebody in your life that you really admire, and they may be a doctor, they may be a lawyer or something. You may say, oh, wow, I want to be just like her, or I want to be just like him. Excuse me. And, you know, God will bless. That's what the path that God wants, that's the path that you want to take. Don't you know God can bless you? God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. And you may even forget it, but that career may drop in your heart. I mean, burn in your heart. And you know what? And later on, after you got grown, and you say, oh, my goodness, that's what I said I want to be. And you know what? And you look at stuff, and that's what you are. Hallelujah. You may want to be a fireman. Hallelujah. And that's the path that God took you on and all. And before, and you may have even said, oh, I forgot that I said that when I was little. But you know what? That's just where you ended up. Hallelujah. And Habakkuk 2 says, For the vision, 2:2-4, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, your soul shall be lifted up. Is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Alrighty. And then there's some other scriptures that speaks about faith. Hebrews 11:1, Romans 1:17b, and Galatians 3:11b. There are even stories in the scriptures where young people stood for righteousness. And young people, When you're believing God, I know, and as you get older, you may even think again, or somebody may even remind you, oh, you said you wanted to be a doctor when you grow up. And you know what? And you think about it. Really? I think I still want to go into medicine, but maybe your mind may change. You may want to be a veterinarian. You just may want to be in the health field. Don't you know what? you give your heart and your life to the Lord, it is no height that he won't take you. He'll take you to the stars. The sky is the limit. Young people, there's young people in the scripture that stood for righteousness. Hallelujah. And God had their back. You can stand. I don't care how young you may be. You can stand for holiness, stand for righteousness in the face of opposition, in the face of the bully, in the face of any and everyone in school. If you're old enough, to a young person to be on a job, to have a little summer job, whatever, you can stand up for righteousness even there, and God will exalt you there. For example, the three Hebrew boys that stood for righteousness, even when they were thrown in a fiery furnace,
yes,
God had their back. Also, Daniel,
yes,
stood for the Lord, and he was put in the lion's den. But God was with him even in the lion's den. He shut the mouths of the lions. He laid, and Daniel went to sleep probably on one of the lions. He used the lion for a pillar. Went to sleep. And whenever I saw thought of that that story, I only imagined him being thrown in some cave like three or four lions. No, there were multitudes of lions. But don't you know, I don't care. When the enemy tries to back you up, isn't it usually around a whole lot of people? Hallelujah. But God even will have your back, even around a whole lot of people. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Just like he was thrown into the den of lions. Hallelujah. God shut the mouths of the lions. When you are living for God and you're thrown in situations, and sometimes the devil even try and trap you, try and see what you're going to say with a whole lot of people around you. See if you're still going to stand up for righteousness among your friends, among older people, among people that you respect, and you still say yes. You still stand up for righteousness, still stand up for holiness, even in the eyesight of supervisors, in the eyesight of teachers, in the eyesight of everybody. God will have your back, and people, don't you know, they will respect you. Some of your friends may taunt you and laugh at you, call you different kind of names at that moment. But don't you just wait. Somebody's going to come back to you and say, I wish I could be as strong as you. I wish I could stand up and be as courageous as you are. Hallelujah. Young people, age don't mean a thing. When it comes up to standing up for God and godly principles, God will be with you. And he will reward you. Hallelujah. He will reward you. And it's just something. He can bless you in ways that a human cannot. God can bless you in ways that humans and that your parents and your family cannot. You may be in spots and in positions in life where someone is needed in this position. And don't you know, a supervisor, somebody may say, oh, wait a minute, I got somebody for that spot. I know somebody that's honest. I know somebody that has integrity. I know somebody that won't go along with the crowd. And somebody sticks out and stands up among everybody else that's not afraid to do what's right. And don't you know what? They'll be talking about you. But sometimes when you're going through the turmoil, when you're going through the bullying, when you're going through the different situations, it may not feel good. It may not feel good at the time. But God will cover you. God will have your back. Hallelujah. But God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. And he'll never forsake you. He will never. You may feel like you're on an island all by yourself going through things, but God will never forsake you. In the midnight hour, when the tears be coming down your eyes, coming out your eyes, coming down your face, God will be there. He will be there for you. Hallelujah. Take him, trust him, hallelujah, and receive him in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Peaches. God bless you, and I love you. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I just want to piggyback on something that you shared. When I was young, I remember when I was in high school, and I told my math teacher that I wanted to be an accountant. And he rained on my parade. He said, well, your eyes are so bad. I don't know if you could be an accountant. So I kind of backed off on that. But you know what? Ended up, I managed a credit union, and I supervised accountants.
All right, hallelujah.
I had to help them do their work.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if God put something in your heart.
Yes, yes.
You know, you have people speaking against what's in there. God's will going to be done.
Amen.
And what they said I couldn't do, I was a supervisor.
Hallelujah.
The accountants, and I had to show them how to do their work.
Hallelujah.
In a federal credit union. My goodness.
God is awesome.
God is awesome.
Woo!
God and signs.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonders. Miracles.
Yes, yes, yes.
Blessings to the children's corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight. To those who believe. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Oh, bless the Lord.
And we do that in the light of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Our sins are forgiven because of the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. Before this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Yes. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17. The word of the Lord says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Numbers, glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. And there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. So we'll take care of that of us, sir. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, 4:18. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the circulatory system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. So that's why outside there, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord.
Above that sentence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. He's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and favorites, our church. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak. Travel and vehicle throughout the land.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. Bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Good.
We bless your name
today, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good. Everybody with you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost and the Spirit alive and the Spirit Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, environment, nullifies, brings to Lord, takes the Lord back, brings to heal. Utterly destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Us and our family.
Hallelujah.
We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Church against us and our family. Every cell in the hexagon. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, yes, undoes our ties, shatters, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to naught, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans
4:17.
2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shaped in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty singers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean,
kingdom machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life.
We're kingdom children.
We're fivefold ministry gifts. Gifts to the ministry of health.
We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're
perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name.
Now to him who is able
to keep us from falling.
And we're going to fall for the presence of his Lord. With exceeding
glory to the only wise God, our Savior. Glory and majesty, dominion and power.
Both now and forever.
In
Jesus' name. And everyone said.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Patrick.
Yes, Pastor.
I need to ask you another question about that. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. For the roof could shout and though not. Blessed be God, the Lord. Hallelujah. Time for the word. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and that signs, wonders, miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name. And everyone says,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Before we go any further, Pastor Peter, I think it might be advantageous for you to give us the addresses right now.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, Malachi 3, 10 through 13, Genesis 14, verse 20, Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38, Job 22, verses 27 and 28, and Galatians 3, 13.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Praise God. In 1893, a gentleman by the name of Warren Lambert purchased a company called Quaker City. And he introduced, this was a candy company. And he introduced to that company a new product. It was licorice surrounded by a capsule. And he put them in boxes with a whole lot of them in there, and they were pink, and they were white. Fast forward to today, and that company had gone to two or three different hands, and the present owner of that product is called Hershey Foods, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That product was called Good
and Plenty.
And Plenty.
Yes. Amen.
Some of y'all remember that. Y'all
yes, just yes.
130 years old.
Wow. What?
Good and Plenty. And I've shared this with you many times, and some remember this. I said, life happens to all of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. The good, the bad, and the ugly. For a few minutes today, we're going to talk about how to have good in your life, and plenty of it. Reconnect the dots, didn't we? Hallelujah. How to have good in your life and plenty of it.
Hallelujah.
Now, before I get to the addresses that I gave, I don't know if I gave the address of John 10:10b.
No, sir.
John 10:10b says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The subject of today's message, and guess what? This is part one. It's how to have good in your life and plenty of it. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Don't you want to have?
Don't you want to have?
Good in your life.
Good in your life.
And plenty of it.
Plenty of it.
Tell another neighbor. Neighbor, do you want to know how? Do you want to know how to have good in your life and plenty of it? And I know if I was in class, I'd see a lot of hands being raised, you know, because folks probably say, I done cried a whole life a lot. I done lost a lot. I want to have some good. I want to have more of that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a key to having more good in your life. Now, we could go through those seven pillars of wisdom and talk about that. That's key to having more good in your life. I'm going to single out one of those. But before I do that, let's read that first address.
2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Hallelujah. I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. Now, that's what God is saying there. Now, do I have Isaiah 1:19 down?
No, sir.
Go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. When you get there, say amen.
Yeah, Isaiah 1:19?
Yeah.
Isaiah 1:19.
Yeah, you're going to get the point right here. You want to have good in your life. The same things that you want to have going on in order to get more good in your life. All those that want more good in their life, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All of those out there in radio land that want to have more good in your life, say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I think I hear by faith, I hear a whole bunch of folks. Hallelujah. Now, have you gotten that scripture?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and read that.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
Stop. If you're willing and obedient, you can have that. Now, do I have Matthew 6:33 down?
No, sir.
Jesus.
You want me to turn to that one?
Yeah. Well, no, you have to turn to it. I'll just quote that one. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You're going to get the good. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to be saved. You want to really have it good? You got to accept Christ as your personal Savior. He's going to make you a new creature.
Amen.
The seventh pillar of wisdom. Let me tell you the seven pillars of wisdom so you can understand that. The seven pillars of wisdom. Have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to be excellent and please God, a willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, a forgiving heart, a loving heart, a giving heart, and a giving heart. The seventh pillar of wisdom is to have a giving heart.
Amen.
Now, in that first scripture that Pastor read from 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, was it?
Uh-huh.
God, bottom line, God loves a cheerful giver. If you sow sparingly, what you going to read?
Sparingly.
If you sow
bountifully,
you're going to reap
bountifully. Ooh, I like that.
There are four ways of sowing. Because sowing is, see, we sow on increase of income. We can sow some other things. But this what we're talking about is income. We're talking about tithes. Offering or seed. When seed is planted in the church, it's called offering. See, when it's planted outside of church, it's not an offering, it's seed planting. Like you give it to somebody. You see somebody, you put something in their hand. Let me back up on that. When in the church, the official offering, when they're taking up offering, that's really seed that you're planting in that church. Tithes. That's a tenth. That's a different story. Seed or offering is whatever God puts on your heart. Tithes is a specific amount. Seed is whatever God puts in your heart. And when it's given formally in the church, it's called offering. But when you get in church, you still could be in church and you give a person a Holy Ghost handshake. And I've done it many times and others have done it to me. That's called planting seed. They ain't giving you the offering, they planting seed. But outside the church completely, when you're sowing like that, that's seed that you're planting. So you got tithes, and then you got offering or seed, then you got first fruits, and then you have almsgiving. All of those forms of giving come with blessings, specific blessings upon them. Today, this is part one. We're going to deal with tithes. Go ahead, read the second scripture.
Malachi 3:10-13. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith.
Wait a minute. Stop from the beginning again.
Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse.
Stop right there. I had someone when I was in another church. They were getting ready to pay tithes. They said, but one of my children needed some money. So I'm going to pay part of my tithes in the church and part of the tithes I'm giving to the to my child, which is commendable. But you just turn the tithes into something else. It's not tithes.
Amen.
You're not paying tithes. You don't pay tithes to your daughter or your son or let's say the pastor of a church. You know, your nephew, your niece, your cousin, your ace friend, your close friend, that's not tithe. Now, read that first portion again.
Bring ye all the tithe.
What does all mean?
All, every bit of it.
Now, what does tithe mean? What does that mean?
Tenth, 10%, a tenth.
Now, God could have said, I'll take the 90 and I'll give you the 10. I remember a lady, she was on the dole receiving social services. And she paid tithe. And she had another friend was also receiving social services. And she found out that this other sister paid tithe. He said, God don't want you to pay tithes on social services. You don't have to pay tithes on that. The one that paid tithes always had.
Amen.
The one that didn't pay tithes was always borrowing money from the one that paid tithes.
Amen. Amen.
Something wrong with that picture there.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's blessings in paying tithes.
Amen.
Oh, now you can get to the blessings. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. That there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts.
Stop right there. there'll be meat in my house. Now, what that means is that all the needs of the church is met. That's what that means. All the needs of the church is met. Okay, go ahead.
And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it.
Stop right there. Stop just a little bit here. See, when you, the word of God gives you why you bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so that every need of the ministry can be blessed.
Amen.
And then it said, you do that, and this is what's going to happen. You go there, read that again, that little portion there. But what's going to happen? You're going to open up your...
If I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Stop right there. See, y'all got to understand what God is saying here. You pay your tithes. You don't just get a blessing. You become the fulfillment center. There's a metamorphosis that takes place. God changes you from receiving a blessing to be the blessing. He will give you blessings that you won't have room enough to receive, so you've got to give to others. Go ahead, read.
Thank you, Lord. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes.
Wait a minute now. There's a devourer in the land, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Y'all don't understand this. There's a devourer in the land. They're trying to take everything for you. If you go back to, that's so called shake there. You go back to John 10:10, the first part of it says, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devourer, y'all. That's what he want to do to you. But Jesus says, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, and you're going to have it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please, you got to go back to Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good
of the land.
Of the land. This is all connected, y'all.
Have
good and plenty of it. How many of y'all want to have good and plenty of it?
Oh, me.
That's the most thinking.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why David, go check that. David was able to write, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Why? Because he paid tithes, y'all.
Yeah.
He did not fail to pay tithes, y'all.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
He became the fulfillment center for a whole nation. Go ahead, read.
And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
But stop right there. See, y'all got to understand this. My wife had a testimony about she sharing that scripture to somebody who was threatening a miscarriage. I want to tell you something. I had the same thing. I shared it to somebody that had about 2 or 3 miscarriages, and they couldn't have a child. I'm going to tell you right now. I told them, get to the scripture. Stay in the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now they got grandchildren.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is living word. This stuff is alive. Come on now. Continue.
And all nations shall call you blessed.
Two.
For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Stop. That's it. I want you to understand this. How are we? Your furniture sitting on the outside of your door is not going to provoke anybody to jealousy. You want this? They Christians, they go to church every Sunday. Why are their furniture sitting on outside their door? Glory to God. So some of you have been raised up in churches that thought that there was something holy about being poor. The only thing holy about being poor is the holes in your socks and in your clothes. God has been you. He said, I came that you may have life in heaven. What?
More abundantly.
That don't sound like poverty to me. And people are talking about, well, these preachers are preaching prosperity gospel. What, you going to preach poverty gospel? Either or. You can't be on the fence. Either it's prosperity or it's poverty. What you preaching, preacher? I'm going to say what the word says. Now, you can make up your own stuff if you want to. You tell folks, well, you ask God for something, but don't expect nothing in return. What you asking for, you don't expect anything in return. What's wrong with you? I expect God to keep his word. I keep my word. What's that scripture? Isaiah 1:19. If we're willing and obedient, we are going to might eat the fat of the good of the land. Did it say might or could?
You shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land.
It's a sure thing.
Yes.
It's a fact, Jack. Remember, damn, my mother, give me another scripture. I got to move on.
Genesis 14.
20.
Yes, 14:20.
Okay, stop right there. See, some folks would say, well, you know, we got the New Testament, and, that was under the law, and Jesus fulfilled the law. I'm going to tell you something. This brother Abram, a.k.a. Abraham, paid tithes before the law, y'all. Go ahead, read that.
And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave them tithes of all.
Who is he talking about? He's talking about Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God. He gave them tithes. That's him. So stop. Yes, Jesus fulfills the law, the Mosaic law, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tithes was a part from that, a part of it and a part from it. It was here before the law and Moses. Come on. Read. Give me some more.
Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
You walk into a dealership and sign your name to a note giving the dealership $50,000 for your car. I'm circumcised Philistine, and then you go to church and they say, I need a sacrificial offering, and you peel off a dollar or you peel off $5. And you think God gonna bless? And then you go home. You say, "Give me. My name is Jimmy. Give me. My name is Kimmy." And you go to that dealer that you just signed $50,000 loan and see what they're gonna give you.
Nothing.
They give you a car. As soon as you drive it off the license, they say, "No, I don't want this." And turn around and buy it back. You're lost. It was depreciated.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, give another scripture.
Job 22, verses 27 and 28. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
I want to tell you something. You don't pay your tithe. The same things you're not able to do. Now, in some verses, it says tithes to the vow. That's God's part. Does he need it? No, he's kind of about hills. He want to see if you're obedient because he wants to give you the good of the land. But if you're willing and obedient. But if you're not obedient, that ties his hand. But if you're obedient, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. Go ahead, read me another one.
Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Now, here's something y'all got to understand. There's part of Malachi that talks about if you don't pay your tithes, you're cursed. Christ took the curse out of that. It's a new covenant, new agreement.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're not cursed. But if you don't pay your tithes, you ain't getting those blessings either. The tithe. So that you can have what the word says. You can have, see, you under a new testament, a new covenant, a new agreement, a new contract.
Yes.
It's a contract of love. It's love. It's not, if you don't do this, I'm going to curse you, I'm going to beat you up. And this is a footnote. This is a sidebar. When y'all reading scriptures, and you read from the Old Testament, some of the Old Testament, for instance, there's a part that says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, a foot for a foot, and an eye for an eye, all that kind of stuff. You don't read that. Don't you dare read that in a church setting. Kill my enemies. Destroy them, Lord. That's not what Jesus said. He said, love your enemies. Pray for them. That's Old Testament.
Thank you, Lord.
Israel was in the nation building stage.
Thank you, Father.
That was an Old Testament, Old Covenant, Old Contract. It was fulfilled by the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Watch what you read out. You want to say something? You want to read something? Don't you dare in front of me read an eye for an eye, two for two, and you live by that. If somebody hits you and steal from you, you go over their house, hit them, and steal from them. That's not what it's, we under the law of love is what we deal with now.
Yeah.
It's the law of love. It's a new covenant, a new agreement, a new contract, a new testament, y'all. Watch what you read. As Jesus said, that pray for them that despitefully use you. Help them. Feed them. Do whatever you can for them. And then you read the scripture and the Old Testament says, oh, Lord, let's kill them and destroy their home and destroy their seed forever. And what in the world are you reading that for? That's history. That's not in the New Testament time. We under the law of love, y'all. Be students of the word. Don't just read a book like you're reading Tale of Two Cities. You better get to Revelation. And what I am reading is that uplifting. Is it according to Ephesians 4:29? Let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth. Quoting the scripture that you want your enemies to be destroyed and wiped out from the face of the earth, want their babies killed off. What are you reading that for? Oh, Lord have mercy. Be a student of the word. That's why you need to sign up and get into the Institute of Biblical Learning so you can learn, you get the revelation, wisdom, and knowledge bursting forth in your heart. Hallelujah. Give me a scripture. I went off the deep end here.
The rest of that scripture is, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
He took the curse. You go to Deuteronomy, chapter
Thank you, Lord.
He took the curse out of the law and made a new law. A new contract, y'all. He kept the blessings, and the blessings is the tithe.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want God involved
in your finances.
Involved in your finances, y'all. You want to, the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
You want him involved in your finances. Sow on good ground.
Amen.
Sow into your church. Folks say, I'm a member of your church. I support you. And they don't show up. They don't pay tithes. They don't pay offers. But they support you. How? The law of love, your increase. You pay a tenth of your increase. This is part one, talking about tithe. We're going to talk about first fruits on Sunday. Praise God. Read that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 again.
2 Corinthians
chapter 9.
Chapter 9.
Verse 6 and 7.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye also having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
I will tell you something, y'all. If you give your tithes grudgingly, oh, I got to pay tithes, you might as well keep it. You don't shout yourself in the foot. Give it willingly. I love the Amplified, and I'm finished. I love the Amplified. It says, God loves, takes pleasure in, is not willing to forsake, a joyous, hilarious, prompt to do it, give his heart to his giving. They got a new Amplified now and says something else, but it expands. But y'all don't know. That's going to bless you.
Yes. Yes.
You really, you think, well, I'm blessing the church. You're blessing yourself. It's going to come back to you multiplied, y'all. You're going to be a fulfillment center. You're going to be the blessing, not a blessing. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for what the ears have heard and the hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the ground that it was sown into, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even a thousandfold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless, hallelujah, glory to God. Heal and deliver those who are standing in need of deliverance and healing tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everybody say,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor Pete.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. And our service, thank God for every opportunity that he has given us to get around the word of God and to learn more of him. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for proving yourself. Hallelujah. We sow into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that desires to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to get saved, hallelujah, be saved, hallelujah, repeat this prayer. Father God, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Father, I confess with my mouth, and I receive you, Lord, in my heart, and I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We believe if you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. The path from death unto life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you need a Bible to be able to read the word of God every day, give us a call when the broadcast goes off at 410-444-5152. And we're going to make sure you get the word of God. Hallelujah. And join us in the morning for morning prayer and praise and worship at 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. See you in the morning. Thank you, Lord.